I'm talking with the executive director of the Alaska Community Action on Toxics, Pam Miller. Pam, I understand you have an event coming up pretty soon.
Yes, we do. We're very excited to have a national expert in town this week, Megan Schwartzman from University of California at Berkeley, and she will be speaking about the environmental contributors to breast cancer, the underlying science and opportunities for action. So this is about ways that certain chemicals, synthetic chemicals in consumer products, in our homes, in our workplaces, and pollutants in the environment might play a role in the development of breast cancer. And then she'll also talk about, and we'll have good discussion about, ways that we can work together to prevent those kinds of problems.
The links are there, and I understand that she's done this field work figuring these things out. How can people get involved locally as far as...
We would love to have people come to our free public event. It's this Thursday, June 29th at 6:30, called Resisterhood, Stand Up for Our Health. And again, focusing on environmental factors and breast cancer and ways that we can all work together for collective action to reduce exposure to potential harmful chemicals. So Thursday, June 29th, 6:30 p.m., Resisterhood, Stand Up for Our Health, focusing on ways to prevent breast cancer and to protect ourselves against chemicals that are associated with breast cancer and other health problems. This is a free public event at the Lydia Selkrig Chalet at Russian Jack Park, and it begins at 6:30 p.m.
That sounds like a great way to get introduced to the topic or get involved. Do you have other kind of initiatives or opportunities for folks to volunteer or get involved?
We certainly do. We're working on ways that we can protect our democracy, given the very difficult situation at the federal level, ways that we can work locally, statewide, and nationally to make progressive policies that are protective of our health and the environment. And we invite anybody who would like to volunteer to get involved. That can involve doing research or learning to testify, doing work on the ground to contact people and help out at events. So we have lots of opportunities for volunteering, and we would welcome everybody, because it really takes collective action to make change, and that's really what we're about.
So that's collective action right here in the Anchorage area. Do you also have outreach in the rural areas and that sort of thing?
Yes, we do. We're a statewide organization. We're an environmental health and justice research and advocacy organization. So we do a lot of community-based research focusing on how chemicals in the environment can affect our health. We work to try to limit those exposures, whether that's from military contamination or from other industrial types of waste sites, how we can reduce exposures in our homes and workplaces. And we respond to many requests for assistance from around the state. So we always have a lot of research and advocacy efforts going on. And then we try to work at a local, state, national, and international level to change policies so that policies can be more protective of our health and the environment.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Just that on Thursday evening, in addition to the public talk and discussion, we will have some actions and ways that people can get involved, sign petitions and letters, and understand more about what we do and how they might volunteer. So we certainly welcome everyone to this free public event. It's going to be a great lecture with Dr. Megan Schwartzman, and I hope people will come out and hear the talk and learn what we can do together.